The district's polls have closed, and spirits are high at conservative headquarters. Candidate Stephen Trahan continues watching poll results roll in, east to west, a wave of voters casting what he anticipates being a political sea change from red to blue. About 15 people are at his campaign office at 1720 Algonquin Avenue. Close friends, family, his wife, Crystal, and his campaign staff are winding down from 36 days on the campaign trail to settle in for a long night of results. Trahan was in good spirits at the office and took some time to reflect on the road leading to election night. He mentioned the early days of the campaign were a little different than the final stretch, as back then, it was clear people were not too enthusiastic about the idea of an election. But after the long weekend wound down, you could tell people were starting to get more engaged, and the lines at tonight's polls proved that engagement reached a peak. From driving around town, and hearing from his staff who helped drive voters to the polls, Trahan was impressed with the turnout, noting there might be a record amount of people going out to vote. The lines were long in most ridings, ours included, and Trahan noted the next election will probably see more polling stations. But he was grateful for those who stood their ground, voter card in hand. It shows they're committed, he said, and I hope we see some results tonight, but we'll definitely see more tomorrow. Trahan's no stranger to elections, having run in the last East Ferris municipal race. He became deputy mayor after that campaign. Although even having that experience, running a federal election was operating on a whole different level, he said. Nipissing Timiskaming is a huge area, he joked, noting he clocked about 3,000 km on his truck during the campaign. It was fun, meeting constituents, holding events to hear residents' concerns and priorities. I got to know Anthony, Scott, and Greg a little more, and that was great, he said, referring to the other candidates vying for MP, great guys. Trahan thanked voters for letting him speak to the constituents of the district, and for all who supported him, called the office, donated time, and funds to help make his campaign a success. It was quite enjoyable, talking to the people in the area, and I know the people in this district are quite committed and are interested in how this district is going to move on. And after outlining his conservative plan on the campaign trail, I think they really engaged with that. We'll let the numbers show themselves, and we'll see what happens. Trahan also thanked his team and his wife Crystal for 36 days of hard work. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.